Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Generation Next podcast. For more of Joy 94.9's podcasts, jump onto joy.org.au and head to the programs tab and download the latest podcast.
Generation Next is on. 4 minutes past seven. You're joined tonight by Dil, Caitlin and Annalise. How are we, ladies?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Marvellous.
She's so sweet. Annalise, you're too already kind for the show. Annalise, welcome on board. It is a wild ride. We're full of opinions here and we're not afraid to speak them. But yeah, welcome. Your background is from Sin, which is where I started. Very, very cool. What do you do at Sin?
Well, I do a show called Queer Youth On Air. So we started off at the start of the year. And yeah, they pretty much just threw us in there and they're like, okay, do stuff.
Well, it sounds cool. You're a baby in the spectrum here. You're 18 and you're an out and proud, as you called yourself. I don't know the term. I'm not going to quote you. But yeah, you're out and proud and that's really cool. We love all presenters being out and open. Anyway, it's coming from me. Very, very confused young woman I am. Dil, how's your weekend been, Dol?
My weekend was electric as per normal. And we're pretty much just getting sorted for tonight's episode because this week it's Joy's 20th birthday.
I know. It's like happy birthday, Joy. They're 20 years old.
20 years old.
It's crazy.
It's older than me.
I was just about to say that. We can see a placenta still glistening.
But, Dil, we're going to chat to some old names, old school names from Generation Next.
That's right. We're going back to Origins. We're just having a chat to
Jacob Holman,
Kyle Manal, and Andrew Wheatland from the Spirit Lounge. So these three presenters and producers, they started here on Gen Next.
Well, I guess have they gone massive places, Dil? Are they hugely successful overseas now and flying the rainbow flag around the world? Because
I think Jacob when did I start here? Oh my God, I'm having that moment where it's like, how long have I been?
You've been here a couple of years. You've definitely been here longer than me.
I started here in May, I think, last year. And
that's not far from me, but you're a lot more responsible than me and you've always got yourself organised, whereas I run through it all like 10 minutes late and somehow still make it onto the show. But yeah, thank you, Dil, for all of your support throughout the year. I should actually, the 20th birthday celebration, I think we also need to honour our own presenters, I think, on our own shows, because we do an amazing job every week all year round and we've kept this station running for 20 years, maybe not us. And Annalise, darling, you weren't even born back then.
No.
But hey, listen, Dilly, tap on the old back, babe.
Yeah, no. I think it shows a testament to our abilities and our love for our community as well.
And everyone else. That's a shout out to all the other amazing presenters. Anyway, Dil, let's get on with the show.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know, what does Joy mean to you? Like, what have you gotten out of Joy in your time since you've been here?
Annalise, let me just think about that. Do you want to answer first?
Well, obviously I haven't been here very long, but it's a different experience to Sin, because at Sin we're all kind of starting off and it's community radio, so we're a little, I don't know, it's very different environment. And I came here and it's, I don't know, a different level of experience, I guess.
And Sin also is all about youth and students. Like, it's born from RMIT, so it's like the 16 to 25-year-old bracket, whereas here at Joy, you are dealing with everyone from really young youth to the elderly. You know, we've got Tim Lennox, who's our amazing vintage newsreader, and we all love Tim. but you know what I mean? It's like the young and the old here. And Dylan, as well, what does Joy mean to you? I will answer the question.
I guess Joy to me, it's where you can go if you are a part of our community, and it's where you can go to kind of like take off the mask that you wear in the street. And some people, they don't necessarily need to wear a mask. They can be out and proud.
I was going to ask you, do you feel like you wear a mask?
Look, when it depends on the environment. Like, if I'm in a really, really straight environment, I will...
For example, what would that be?
When I go back to Queensland. you know, the voice gets maybe a little bit deeper. But that's here at Joy, you can kind of let those barriers down a little bit. And I think it's great that we're starting to see a bit more of a diversity here at Joy. And it's good because I think we need to branch out into our communities and get more... I'd like to see more trans people coming into the studios and getting more of a trans voice. And just a wider diversity, because we have a communities, not a community.
We have many communities that are part of the GLBTI. There are so many facets of it. Sorry, you were going to...
Oh, no, I was just going to say it's very good to have a place where everyone can kind of feel like they're a part of something, because I was talking to a few of my friends over the weekend and they were saying, like, one of the biggest issues in the gay community is the lack of community, because we kind of all, it's still cliquey and it's weird. It's like high school still. And I feel like that kind of needs to be broken down and everyone should just kind of be a part of one thing.
Yeah. Well, that's really lovely. And we'd like to know what you have to say as well about what Joy means to you, or what you enjoy about listening to,
like,
Joy.
Do you feel Joy gives you a voice, and do you feel that you can have a voice through Joy, through texting, or what, you know, if it's a favourite show that you listen to, or if it's a story that you've heard that's really changed your life or inspired you or educated you about things you didn't know? Yeah, there are so many fascinating things. I'm really proud to be a part of it. And I've met some really interesting people here and made a very special friendship, and, you know, I aim to move on to other things in time, but I will always, my roots will always be with Joy.
Yeah.
And happy 20th birthday.
And we'd love to hear what you have to say. Send us a message on 0427 Joy949, or you can hit us up on the email on onair@joy.org.au. We're going to cut away to a track, but we've got more Generation Next coming up after this. Thank you for listening to this Joy podcast. Generation Next is a show for LGBTI youth, and you can connect with us online anytime. Look us up on Facebook and Twitter today.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.